The last Mishnah. The last Mishnah in Yuma. Averush ben Adam l'makom Yom Kippurim mechaper. Sins between us and the Eibishter, Yom Kippur brings atonement. Averush ben Adam l'chavero ain Yom Kippur mechaper at shirat zechavero. But if you sins between man and man, Yom Kippur is not mechaper until you ask for forgiveness, until you appease your friend. So pashup shot, that means I have to ask for forgiveness. I got beef, I got hostility, I have tension and conflict. I need to go up, I got to make peace. And by the way, it's a great time to do that. What's the number one pet peeve? Pre-Yom Kippur texts. Nauseating, no? Please mochel me for anything. No, it doesn't work. Those are very, very frustrating. They got to be genuine. You got to talk to people. If you got conflict, now is an incredible opportunity. I'd say today is a great time to do it before Shabbat. That's the pashup shot. You have to ask for forgiveness. But the Chido, the Bali Moser learned something so beautiful. Averu sheben adam mechaveru. If you sin between man and man, ain on Yom Kippurim mechaper. None of Yom Kippur is going to work until you go up to your friend. Whoa. Even sins between you and Hashem. So if you have sins between man and man, if you have hostility and conflict, Yom Kippur will not be effective. It's preventing your kapara between you and Hashem. So Isaac's saying, that's very radical. That's very extreme. That's very scary. If I have sins between man and man, it's preventing my kapara between me and Hashem. And Yom Kippur is coming up in a few days. So Chevra, you've heard of Rav Rudinsky in Muncie? Any Muncie Chevra? Mm-hmm. Rav Batzal Rudinsky in YU. I think about 13 years ago or so, he came. He gave a beautiful mashal to explain the Chidah. He says, imagine this. Reuven has two sons, and he comes to shul. He's with his boys. Shimon sees them and starts screaming at them in public. Reuven, you're a loser, you're schutz, you're scum. And your boys, they're horrible, they're treif, they're terrible. You're embarrassment, get out of the shul. Embarrasses them terribly in front of the whole shul. Massive chil Hashem, terrible scene. Reuven is mortified, his two sons are mortified. Fine. A day or two later, Shimon comes to his senses and says, Reuven, I'm so sorry. I don't know what overtook me. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Please, let's start new. I'm so sorry that I embarrassed you in front of everybody. Please, please forgive me. So Reuven, out of the kindness of his heart, says, okay, I'm willing to forgive you, but I have a question. What about my children? You also embarrassed them. You also hurt them. Are you going to apologize to them? Shimon replies, your children, they're losers. They're bums. If they step back in shul again, I'm going to yell even louder. I'm going to throw things at them. I'm going to yell at them. I'm going to kill them. No way. Reuven says, okay, I'm not interested in this relationship. And of course, he's not willing to discuss with Shimon anymore. He's not willing to continue the conversation. It's over. What's the nimshal? Very beautiful. The Yisera Simei Tshuva. Already during Elul, we come to Hashem and say, Slach Lanu Hashem, forgive us, forgive us, forgive us, please. We weren't so careful with all our different areas, our different averus. Hashem, please forgive us. Hashem Avinu Malkeinu says, okay, I'm willing to start again. But what about my children? What about my kids that you hurt, that you spoke Lashon Hara about, that you embarrassed, that you didn't include, that you ridiculed, that you pushed to the side? What about them? Imagine us saying, no, I'm going to continue to do Lashon Hara. I'm going to continue to have machlokas. I'm going to continue to be very poor, very ineffective, but adem l'chaveru. What do you think Hashem's going to say? I'm sorry. I'm not interested in the relationship. How do we patch up the relationship with Hashem if we don't patch up the relationship with His children? With His children. It's a beautiful Moshel Nimshel. So holy Jews, remember this. Spread this. We got head advisors here. Future Mechanchim. Spread this message that these times are great opportunities to repair those loose ends. And if there is difficulties, Ben Adam L'Chavero, it's time to ask for shalom. It's time to think about ways to improve the way we speak to people, to our siblings, to our parents, to our people in our lives. And Amir Tzashem, Hashem will see this. Hashem will see we're being so careful with His children. We're so loving to His children. Hashem will say, okay, now you have a new relationship with my children. We can have a relationship as well. We can restore the relationship as well. Bezrat Hashem, holy chevra, let's take these few days and throughout the year repair our relationships with Adam L'Chavero. Repair a relationship to Ben Adam L'Makom and give a lot of nachas ruach to Avinu Shebashamayim. Shkoyach Gadol. Fire Mashal.